Begin transmission.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. 1163.
Eight thirteen. That is, of course, 318 backwards. But that is not the actual time. The actual time. Just take a look at your clock. It says COVID-1930. And that is the traditional time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm about to drink the first tea of the day. Oh, I needed that. Woo, daddy. Something else I need. Our numbers. So let's go straight to the numbers and ask the numbers lady. Hello, numbers lady. What are the numbers?
The numbers are 416, number 418, number 419, number 439, number 453. Thank you.
You are welcome, numbers lady, but you are not sounding very good. You better go get tested for COVID-19. I think you have the coronavirus. Right, so here we are. Okay, so what's going on today? Well, not much. Basically, I'm drinking tea. Oh, so good. I'm drinking tea, and I'm just letting everybody else enjoy the day. What day is this? Well, this is the day that somebody rolled a rock out from a cave and left and said, oh, okay, I'm not going to be in the cave anymore. And so it's a national holiday. In fact, it's a holiday around the world. I don't understand it myself, but then again, I don't need to. I'm drinking the cheap tea again today, but this afternoon I'm going to switch to the gunpowder. I've got a second infusion of gunpowder waiting for me. Oh, the lochu. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so excited. But what are we doing first? Well, we need to do something a little bit weird. I wanted to find some lovely tempura so I could get a shruti. What's it going to take to get a shruti around here? Oh, there we go. That's nice. Yeah. Ooh. I can dig it. Yeah, in the key of D. And it's all sa. Pa sa sa sa. Pa sa sa. Pa sa sa. Yeah, and what do we do with this? We improvise. Thank you. That's not going anywhere. I've got sinus issues today. It's warm again. It's a nice day. It's like 60 degrees Fahrenheit. It's like 15 degrees F. I mean Celsius, C. And it's windy though. Let's kill this fruity. Let's see if we can find a different one. I'm being stupid, and I let the batteries die. I let my rechargeable batteries die, the chargeable batteries that power the Dubious Goals Committee. It's a nice day. It's windy, but I think we probably could have gone outside if I would have charged the batteries up. So yeah, because I'm an idiot, and I'm not the battery charging guy, here we are, stuck indoors. Noodling around on my instruments way too early to be any good at it. Man, last night I was doing pretty good. Let's start up another shruti here. Another tempura shruti in the key of D. See what we get here. Oh, that's a little bit different. Okay. So let's roll with this one for a minute and see what we get. Okay, that's enough of that. Oh, just some early morning experimentation there. I actually thought about doing that last night, right before I went to bed. It was about 3:30 a.m. I said, oh, I have an idea. I should blah, blah, blah. And then I thought, no, I need to go to bed now and not. So we'll do that tomorrow. So, yeah, I've been thinking about these types of things again. Making music. You know, what would I do if I had a tempura? I thought, yeah, I would do all kinds of musically things, wouldn't I? I'm going to need another instrument, though, I think. It's neither here nor there. Nobody cares anyway. So, anywho, I'm drinking tea. I just needed to hear what that sounded like. I needed to hear that tempura shruti along with my fruitcake tin, just to see what that would sound like. It's not that great. I'll work on this again in a few hours, and I'll see, you know, these are just the beginning ideas. Not fleshing anything out. Basically what happens in my life, if I have this crazy idea, this crazy general idea that isn't very specific, so we don't know how good it's going to be until the proper specificity is located. And so I basically have to take my idea and just start throwing things at the wall. See what sticks, see what rolls down like a wacky wall walker. Good tea. Actually, this tea isn't very good at all. But I did discover an interesting thing last night. And I've known this in the past. I did not discover anything new. I just sort of reminded myself. You know, when it comes to bad tea like this, sometimes you can add some false depth of flavor merely by reheating it. Now, that sounds crazy, but this makes some kind of sense. If you're drinking tea that is sweetened, and if you are using sugar, and when I say sugar, I mean, you know, sucrose from either, you know, sugarcane plants or sugar beets or whatever, you can cook that sugar, right? That doesn't make any sense, but you're thinking, wait, what? Huh? Yeah, this is a secret tobe technique for making crappy teas taste better. So what you do is you make tea. Make tea the standard way and add sugar. Okay? Then what you do, you make a lot of it. Make a large quantity. Make at least, you know, like 2 liters. Drink some of it and think, okay, yeah, this is not so great. And let the tea cool down. When it gets cool enough to the point where it's not drinkable anymore, reheat it. And how you go about reheating it is important. Don't just stick it in the microwave. No, no, no. Get out a large pot or pan, the biggest you have, like for making soup or pasta, a big thing. Large in diameter. This is a surface area thing. We're going for a large surface area. You reheat your tea in that, pour the tea in that, put it on heat, high heat, and boil it. And boil it for a little bit longer than it needs to go. Or if you don't feel like boiling, you know, simmer it, but simmer it for a much longer time period. What does this do? Well, it starts to cook the sugar. The sugar starts to caramelize, okay? And you don't have to cook your tea down. You know, I'm just saying, heat it up and boil it for a minute or two. Let some of that sugar start to cook. Then take it off the heat, pour it back into your cup, and keep on drinking. Now you have this extra flavor that's added to the tea. And that's why this tea is no good right now. See, last night I had reheated some tea. And it was pretty good. But anyway, no, you reheat the tea, you caramelize a little bit of that sugar, and now you have a little bit more depth to your flavor profile. Yeah, am I so desperate to drink tea that I need to go through all of these ridiculous steps just to get something that tastes like it's worth drinking? Yeah, well, I don't know. Sometimes I kind of do. Oh, I'm looking forward to going back to the Dahong Pao, but I can't go crazy. I can't go nuts. I just can't be drinking that every day. I'm gonna put it off for a few more days. I'm gonna drink some more Dahong Pao. And you know, I'm being stupid. Well, I'm being not a smart tea connoisseur here. I need to run over to the Asian market and try to pick up some more dahong pao. Oh, sure, I'm going to have to risk going out in public to the coronavirus places, but, you know, I got my gloves, I got my mask, which is useless, but it makes other people think that you care, and so maybe I'll wear it. I should go and buy all the dahong pao that I can get my hands on before it disappears, because it's kind of seasonal. And so, yeah, maybe I should go get a whole bunch. But on the other hand, I really don't have to wait that long. Well, did I fail to mention that I have a shipment of tea on the way? It hasn't even been picked yet. Well, or has it? Yeah, no, I'm trying to think when's the Qingming Festival? My tea that got ordered a few weeks ago is going to be picked in the next few days. And it will be processed. It will be withered. It will be dealt with. And then it's going to be shipped to me. And I'm to expect this tea, at least not for another month. So I've got to wait. I've got to wait at least another month, possibly up to 2 months. And I have to make all my good tea last until then. But that shouldn't be a problem. You know, now that I'm thinking about this out loud, it's like, yeah, no, I might actually be able to drink dahong pao every day until then. Well, if not dahong pao, then dahong pao and longjing. Regardless, either way, I think I'm in pretty good shape. I just need to have some self-control. I need to have some auto-discipline and not go crazy. And I can stretch out the tea supply I have for quite a long time. Pretty happy about that, now that I'm thinking about it. Alright, well, I guess we've got nothing else to do other than to go to some more music. What do we feel like listening to today? Well. I am drinking mulled tea. I guess I could have made chai. So if we're going to drink some chai or mulled tea, we might as well listen to some, I don't know, how about some Hindustani music? Yes, but what raga? What instrument? What tal? What do we want to listen to? Well, we've been listening to a lot of veena and sitar lately, so we might as well, let's go over to the sarangi, which is a bowed instrument. It's like a fiddle. And it's cool. What raga? How about Shri? Okay, that seems reasonable, so we'll just punch in Hindustani, sarangi, raga, Shri, and we'll end up getting something pretty awesome, I'm sure. So, what is this? Oh, I think I have found the thing we need. Why do I not live in this place? Why am I not in this house right now, jamming with this person? Thank you. Okay, very cool. First of all, this guy's name is Kamal Sabri, and he's just playing his sarangi. Is he out in front of a temple? Is he out in front of a house? Nobody knows. Where's that shruti coming from? I have no idea. How many strings does this sarangi have? Well, just by counting tuning pegs, there's at least 15. Okay, there's one, two, there's six. Oh, and there's some on the other side. That's like seven. And then there's a bunch running down the neck. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Then there's extra pegs. This thing has at least 17 strings, possibly more. Some of these strings are very obviously, you know, sympathetic strings, just like a sitar has. And these go up the middle, and it looks like there's some flat bridges, but those flat bridges aren't for the strings that he's playing on. And is he actually, like, fretting underneath the strings? This is an instrument that I've seen it plenty of times. I've heard it plenty of times, but I've never, you know, sat down and watched anybody explain how it is played. And it looks to me like he's got his fingers on the fingerboard under the strings, and he's pressing up on the strings to stop them. But that might be wrong. I don't know. Maybe it's just an illusion. I don't even have my glasses on. But I love all those strings. Love that sound. Can't get enough of that. So awesome. So awesome. Anywho, this goes on for a while, but we're gonna get out of it right about now. Maybe we need to listen to some sarod. Let's do that. I've got some cool recordings of Ustad Amjad Ali Khan playing his sarod, which is a stringed instrument that is plucked, and it also has a boatload of strings. It has at least a dozen sympathetic strings, and it's got six strings you can play. Anyway, here's our boy, Amjad. And what's he going to play? Oh, he's playing Desh, the rag Desh. Awesome. Not to be confused with Desh as explained in the novel Virtual Light by William Gibson. Wait, was it Virtual Light or was it Iduro? I think it's Idoru. Regardless, this is the real Desh right here, kids. Thank you. Some mighty good stuff from our boy, Ustad Amjad Ali Khan. Why is it that everybody named Blank Ali Khan is awesome at playing their instrument? I don't know. I do love the sarod, but I gotta jump in here to say that you've been listening to the Dubious Raga Committee, a show that airs every single damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and, well, I gotta play some more music and eat lunch, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.